The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Dav Kuftet. Today's daf is being studied. Leilu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihanu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Dina Batzara. Enna Refanala Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Refuat HaKerobah Refuat HaKerobah Labo Vechen Yirasum Amar Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Het Amud Bet. We are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chana Bar Livae. Amar Shem Rabba Eliezer. Shem, the son of Noah, spoke to Eliezer, the Eved of Abraham. So he said, Ki atu alaykum malke mizrach ma'arav. He said, when your master, Abraham, when he went to fight the kings of the east and the west, the four kings and the five kings, Atun echi aviditu. How did you overcome them? You were outnumbered. Amar le, aita Kadosh Baruch Hu Abraham veutve mimine. Kadosh Baruch Hu went kviyachol and he stood to the right of Avraham Avinu. Vahavan shadinan afra. We took afar from the ground and we threw it. Vahavu harbe. And the afar turned into haravot, into spears. Gile, we took cash, we took straw. Vava gide, and it turned into arrows, swords and arrows. So miraculously, we're able to beat them. Shnei emar le David mizmor neum Hashem ladoni Avraham Abinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, Shev li mini, come be on my right side. Ad ashit oyebecha. Hadom raglecha. I'll put your enemies under you. Under your legs. Uchtiv, mi he'ir b'mizrach. Sedek yikra'ehu l'raglo, yiten lefanav goyim, umlechim yard. Yiten ke'afar harbo, ke'kash nidaf, kashto. Which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was encouraged Avraham to leave his father's house, Molato, his birthplace, in Aram Naharaim, b'mizrach. He told them, leave the Mizrach and go to the Ma'arav, to Eretz Yisrael, in order that he should publicize Tzidkat Hashem. So God told them that the Goyim are going to go under you. How did he do that? By turning his afar into haravot and the kash into spears, into arrows. Al-Gemara tells a famous story about the miraculous afar of Avraham Abin. Nachum Ish Gamzu.
Where is it?
There was a man called Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu, Abar Agil, Dechol Dava Salkale, whatever would happen to him, Amar Gamzu Letova. He would say, it's for the best. That's what I nicknamed him, Ish Gamzu. He would always say Gamzu Letova. Yumachad, Ba'u Yisrael, Neshadure Doron LeKesar. One day, they wanted to send the Jewish people needed to send a gift to the Caesar, in order that he should find favor from the Jewish people. Amre Bahadeh Man Neshader, who should we send it with? Neshader Bahadeh Nachum Ish Gamzu. We'll send it with Nachum Ish Gamzu. The Melubad Benisimu. His miracles happened to him, so we can trust him. He was a Skimatal, Ahudiyura. So he stayed in a certain hotel. Ba'al Imibat. He wanted to sleep over the night. Amri le ma'ika bahadach. What do you have in the chest? He brought a big chest of jewels to give to the king. They tell him, what do you have over there? Amalihu kamuvilna charga lekesar. I'm giving a gift to the king, to the Caesar. Kamu bililya. They woke up in the middle of the night. Sharinu lisifte. They emptied out all the jewels that he had. Vishaklu kol dehava gabeh. They emptied out everything. Umalanu afra. And they filled it up with afar, with dirt. Kimatale atam. when he gets to the Caesar at Rome, Ishtekach Afra. They open it up. He says, I have a gift for you from the Jews. They open it up. Dirt. Amar. What, the Jews are making jokes of me? The Jews are making fun of me? They sent Nahum out to the gallows to get killed. Amar gives with the Toba. Everything's for the best. Ata Eliyahu. Also, Eliyahu Navi appeared. He appeared like one of the Romans. Amar Lehu. Dilma Hay Afra, Ma'afrad Avram Abinu. Maybe this is the special Afar of Avram Abinu. Dehava Shade Afra, when he used to throw this type of Afar, Havu Harbe, it would turn into swords. Gile, Avagile, and the Kasht would turn into arrows. Baduk, the Ashkahu. Which means they checked it out and they saw it was true. Haki, Hava, Ashkahaki. There was a certain region that the Romans weren't able to conquer. So they took it, they used it in one of their wars, and they were able to beat one of their long-standing enemies. So they took the Nahumish Gamzu to the treasury of the king. Take whatever you want. They were rewarding him. Malyal Siftei Dehaba. So he filled his treasure now with gold. Ki Hadar, when he got back home, he went back to the hotel that he stayed in. Amru Le Hanak Diyure. So the people dwelling said, May Amtit Lebe Malka. What did you bring to the Caesar? Amalehu, May Dis Shekle Mecha. What I took from here. Which means the dirt that you filled up in my trunk. That's what I took. Amtai Lehatam. So he said, oh, we're sitting on all this dirt over here. So they went, they filled up a trunk, they took it to the Caesar. Shakle inu, they took it. Amtu latam, katlinu lanach diyure. Of course, they tried it out, it didn't work. And therefore, they ended up getting killed. Comes the Gemara and continues, Dora Parlaga enam anek la'olam abba. We said the generation of Parlaga, that's the one that built the Tower of Babel, they have lost their olam abba. So Gemara wants to know, what did they do to forfeit their Olam Abba? Gemara says, my Avud. What did they do? Amri Debe Rabbi Shilai. So they said that they were scared that God was going to bring another flood to the world. So they said, Nivde Nivne Migdal. Let's build the Migdal. Let's build a big tower. V'na'ale l'rakia. We'll climb up to the sky. V'nake oto b'kardumot. And we'll take kardumot like axes, and we'll break the sky where the water is, so the water won't be able to come down on us. Kedesh yezuhu mimav, so the water will leak out, so there won't be another babul. That's what they wanted. They wanted to stop a flood from coming. Kavz Gemara says, Mahaku ala b'ma'araba. The rabbis, they laughed at that pshat. That's the explanation. Now, imken, Libnu Echad Betura. Exactly. Which means, why did they build the Tower of Babel in the valley? They should have built it on a mountain. Because if their goal is to try to get to the heaven, they should build it in a high place. It's easier for them. Why are they building it in a low place? So Gemara says another answer. Amar Birmiya Bar El Azad says, really, the intention was not to go to the Rakia. That was not their intention. That what? They wanted to have a big building in order that they can gather there. There were three groups. One goal was, we're going to sit on top of the building, that in case there's a flood that comes to the world, we're protected. We're on the high land. We're in the high building. We want to go to the Migdal and worship Avodah Zarah. Good. And the third one, V'achat omeret, we want to go and make a war against Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Zu she'omeret na'alev v'neshev sham. The group that said, let's live in the Migdal, hifitzem Hashem. God scattered them. He didn't kill them. That's so bad. They're not to live in the building. He scattered them. Hezush omer da'alim v'nasim milhama. The ones that wanted to actually make a war. Na'asu kofim. They turned into the monkeys. V'ruhot. They turned into spirits. V'shedim. V'lilin. All sorts of demons and things like that. Shed is a tzurat Adam. They have similar traits. They eat, they drink like Bnei Adam. And the Lilin also, they have wings. But the one that said, we're going to go worship Avodah Zarah. Kisham bala l'shem sifat kol ha'ales. So they won't be able to understand each other. So therefore, they won't be able to unite to worship Avodah Zarah. Tanya. Rabbi Natan omer, kulam l'shem avodat kuchavim mitkavenu. No. All of them, kavana was for Avodah Zarah. Ketivah, it says by Dora Palaga, v'na'aseh lanu shem. We want to make for us a name. וכתיב אתם, it says in Shemot, ושם אלוהים אחרים לא תזכירו. So you see the word Shem is used by עבודה זרה. מה להלן עבודת כוכבים? אף כאן עבודת כוכבים. So he makes a גזרה שרה, שם שם. אמר רבי יוחנן, מגדל שליש נשרף. What happened to the tower in the end? So one third of it got burnt. שליש נבלע, one third sunk into the ground, ושליש קיים. And a third is still around today. Okay, based on the three groups that we said, the Maharal explains that the ones that wanted to go into the Shamayim in order to make for them a name, their Kavanah was not a bad Kavanah. So that's the one that remained. That third remained. The Chelek that was Nibla and the Adama was connected to the ones that wanted to make a Mahloket, and the Avodah Zarah was the one that got on fire. Amar Rav, Avir Migdal Meshakayah. Wow. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, anybody that's standing in the vicinity of the Migdal, where you can even see the airspace of the Migdal, you forget. Cause you do to forget. That's why I forgot the language. Just by being in that area, it was a zone of forgetting. Amar of Yosef, Babel u Bursif. Those are two cities in Babel. One is called Babel and Bursif. Siman ra la Torah. It's a bad sign of Torah over there. Because since they were in the proximity of the Tower of Babel, so they were able to see the avir, the airspace of the tower. As a result, there was no Torah in these two places because they would forget their learning, because it would cause them to forget. My Bursif, why do they call this city in Babel Bursif? Amar of Aseh, Bor Shafeh. Bor, a well that emptied. Which means whoever learns Torah in that place, the Torah empties. They forget their learning. And she said, the people of Sedom also no chelik. Tanu Rabbanan. And she Sedom, in them chelik la'olam haba. People of Sedom no chelik. Now Rosh Hashanah. Then she Sedom ra'im v'chatta'im la'Hashem meod. Ra'im la'olam hazeh v'chatta'im la'olam haba. Amar Rav Yehuda, ra'im begufam. When it says ra'im, physically with their bodies. They were Rodev Zimma. They went after promiscuity. V'chata'im b'mamunam. And chata'im with their money. The Gemara says, Ra'im begufam. How do we know when it says the word Ra'im? It means their bodies. Dichtiv. Ve'ech e'aseh hara'a ha'gedola azot v'chata'ti l'Elohim. Yosef, when he was talking about going with Eshet Potiphar, which is promiscuity, what did he say? Ech e'aseh hara'a ha'gedola. So you see when it says by Sedom Ra'im, Ra'im means zima. The hatayim b'mamonam. When it says hatayim, it means their money. Dichtiv, v'haya becha chet. So it says in the pasuk over there that a person has to be careful when the Shemitah year comes. A person might not want to lend money because he knows once the Shemitah comes, he can't get it back. Exactly. So the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk, says, if you don't lend the money, v'haya becha chet, you're going to have a chet, a sin. So what do you see? The word chata'im is referring to monetary items. It says in the pasuk, Lahashem, Ra'im v'chata'im Lahashem. What is Lahashem? Zu berkat Hashem. Why? They were blaspheming God, they were cursing Hashem's name. Me'od, shemitkavenim v'chot'im. Which means, they knew God. And on purpose they did it b'mezid. Me'od, meaning on purpose. They were mitkaven l'merod against the Creator. Ra'im b'mamonam. the Hatta'im begufam, the reverse. Ra'im is in their money, and Hatta'im is in their zimma. Gemara says, Ra'im in Mamunani, or the word Ra' is referring to money. Tikhtiv, Vera'a in Echa, Ba'icha, Evyun. When it talks about not giving charity, it says the word Vera'a. The Hatta'im begufam, Tikhtiv, the Hatati, Lilohim. Yosef said, how can I commit this crime against Ishet Potiphar? V'chatati l'Elohim, chatati si zima. La'ashem, back to the Gemara, zu berkat Hashem. Me'od, zu shfikut damim. Ah, me'od in the pasuk is referring to murder. They were murderers. Shne'emar gam dam naki shafach menashe harbe me'od. It says by Ritzicha, by Menashe uses the word me'od. Tanu Rabbanan, Anshe Sedom, lo nitka'u ela b'shvil tova she'ishpi alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened? God gave them tremendous hashpa'a, tremendous shefa, tremendous beracha, and as a result of the prosperity that they enjoyed, they became ba'alei gava. Ba'alei gava, they were bo'et. They rebelled against God. Shnei Emar. What does it say? Umaketi ba'im. What does it say? It's pasuk in Iyuv. Eres memena yetze lachem. The land before was destroyed, that lechem, bread, came out of it. Meaning they were satiated, they had beracha. V'tachtea nehpach kimo ish. Instead of the place that had a tremendous amount of bread, became fire. Mekom sapir abaneha. Sapir abaneha, they had all precious stones. V'afrod zahav lo, the afar, the dirt was gold. Nativ lo yida'o ayit. There was no gennavim, it was a secure place. There was no thieves in Sedom. Velo shesafatu ein ayah. There was no ein ayah is meragilim. No spies in Sedom. Lo edrichu bene shachatz. There was no wild animals there. Lo ada alav shachal. No shachal, no lions. Amru v'chi me'achal she'eris memena yetze lechem v'afrod zahav lo lama lanu ovre derachim. What do we have to have guests come to our city for? Why? She'en ba'im edenu eden hasserinu mimamonenu. Why are they coming? They want to take our money. They want to take our beraka. Bo'u unshakach torat regel. Let's make a law that there's no tourist that can come into our city. She'en emar paratz nachal me'im gar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a river of fire and gofrit and sulfur from the place, from the Shamayim, and he threw it on Sedom. Hanishkachim mini ragil. The ones that forgot, mini ragil, that tried to forget the wayfarers, and not allow wayfarers or guests. Dalu me'enosh na'u. Dalu, they were nishmad, they were destroyed, me'enosh, from mankind. Darash lava, ma'idikhtiv, ad ana tihotetu al ish. Which means, until when are you going to make plots or schemes against people? Tiratsechu kullechem kekir natui. You're going to kill people with the wall that is shaking. Gadera dehuya, by pushing the fence. What is it talking about? Melamed shayun notnim enehem bebaale mamon. Listen to this. The people of Sedom, they would see a guy come into their town. They would see who the wealthy guy was. They bring him in front of a wall that's about to fall. They bring him next to the wall. They push the wall on him. Then come and take his money. That's what the pasuk means. They take the wall, they put it on him. Qatar b'choshech batim. In the day, they went and they went underneath the tunnels. They're digging to steal from the people. Yomam hittemu lamo lo yadi'u or. What does it mean? Melamed shayun nutnim enehem b'ma'alei mamon. They would spot out who the rich guy was, who had the money. Umafkidim eslo afarsimon. They would give him an afarsimon. It's a very, very fragrant oil that has a big smell. So what would they do? They would take the afarsimon and they would put it next to their money. So now the Gennavim would go in the house, they would smell where that person one is, they would know exactly where the money was. That was their plan.
Where the money is.
Right. La'erev, what happens in the night? Ba'im umirihin oto. Kekelev, they smell like a dog sniffs. Shne'emar, yeshuvu la'erev, yehemu chakalev. They come back at night and they bark like a dog. Visubibu eid. Uba'im vehotrim sham. And they come and they dig in that spot. Vinotim oto mamon. And that's what the pasuk says. Chatar ba'choshek batim. They go at night and they dig in the houses over there. Yomam hatemu lamo. Yomam hatemu. From the day that they gave them the apertsemon from before, where they sealed it and they put it over there with their money. Gemara says, Arom yalinu mibili levush. They would steal the clothes of the aniim. So they would sleep at night, the poor people, without clothes on. Ve'en kesud bakara. They had no clothes if it was freezing cold outside. Hamor yitomim yinhagu. They would steal the hamor, the donkey, from the yitomim. And then again, yahbelu shor almana. They would take the ox of the almana. They would say she borrowed money. She didn't pay back. They would take the collateral. Givulot yasigu. They would go and move the border to take the property of their friends. Edir gazlu vayiru. They would go and they would steal the animals of their neighbors and they would graze them. Vehu dechbarot yubal valgadish yishkod. They went and if a guest that came into their town died because of the achzarut, vehu dechbarot yubal valgadish yishkod. Right away they would bury him, put him in a mound over there. Nobody would know that he was even there. They would bury him like a poor man. One time, Rabbi Yosef said a derasha in Sipuri about Anshe Sedom. He told them, you know what they did? They found out the rich man, they gave the rich guy the aparsemon, and then they went, they smelled it out, and they would go at night. Meanwhile, who went to the Shi'urim? Gandavim. So when they heard the idea, they're learning. He taught them tricks how to steal. So Gemara says, there were 300 robberies that night in Sipure because of the Shi'ud that they went to. So the rich people came to the rabbi, they said, they started to mitzayre bi Yosef. What do you do to us? You gave them all the secrets. You gave it derech for the ganavim. They're telling the rabbi that. Amaleu, miyava yadana da'atu ganavim. Did I know that the Ganavim come to the Dirasha? Who comes to the Dirasha usually? The Tzaddikim. Did I know the Ganavim are going to come to the Dirasha? I didn't think. Kikan nach nafshe de Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yosef died in Sipuri, Shafei marzebed in Sipuri dema. The gutters, the pipes of Sipuri were dripping blood. To show it was such a sadness of his death. He was a Tzaddik and they loved him in his town. To show the mourning was so great that there was blood coming out of the drain pipes. Amri, and now the Gemara is going to say some of the perverted laws of Sedom. Amri, the itle had Torah, mar'ay had yoma. If a person has one ox, he grazes it. He's hayav to graze all the oxen of the city for one day. Meaning you have like a rotation. You have one ox, so you have to graze all the people's oxen. It's your job for one day. If a person doesn't have one ox at all, he has to do 2 days. That makes no sense. The guy that has one, he gets off. The guy that has nothing, he's got to do two. Okay, like we said, it makes no sense. He says, "Yeah, sevara b'chok zeh hayta shekol she'enu shevarim klal en lo tzorek letruach b'shelo." He doesn't have any work because he doesn't have an ox. V'zmano panui liten liyeter anshei ha'ir. Since he doesn't have his own ox, he has more free time to go work for the rest of the people over there. Ube'emet zeminat Hamas shekem mi sheyesh lo kvar shod meshelo ben kach holech lerot. Doesn't make any sense. The guy that has one ox anyway, he's going to do it. So let him go do the other ones. But the guy that doesn't have an ox at all, he wasn't working miklal. So why give him a job that he wasn't doing in the beginning? Correct. You're causing him to be batel now. He doesn't have an ox, maybe he has another job. says, "Ahu yatma bar armalta." There was a certain orphan, the son of a widow. He didn't have any shor. He didn't have any shivarim. Havu le turel minei. So again, they gave him all the oxen to take him to graze. Azal shaklinu vekatlinu. The guy was so angry the yatom, he went and killed all the shivarim. Amalehu. So the yatom says, "Deit le Torah nishkol had mashka." Whoever had a shor, you can get one skin. Deit le Torah. Whoever didn't have an ox, nishkol tre mashke. You get two skins. He made a law just like they make laws. Amrule, my hai. What kind of crazy laws this over there? I told him. Amalehu sof dina ketchilat dina. The end of the law is like the beginning of the law. Just like the matchilat dina, just like the beginning of the law is de'it le Torah mar'eh had yoma, vudlet le Torah mar'eh tre yome, hafsof dina de'it le chad Torah l'shkol chad vudlet le Torah l'shkol tere. Just like the beginning of the law is the guy who has less has to do more. So the same thing over here, the guy has nothing, he gets two skins. The guy that has one, he gets only one. Then another law, de'avar b'mabara. Nitiv Chatzuza. What is that over there? Achotze et memav ha'azim shel nahar b'mkom ma'abar. I guess what, you're crossing the bridge, right? Da'abar b'mabara. He has to pay one. De'lo avar b'mabara. The guy uses the bridge to cross the water. He pays the toll. The lo havar, he takes a detour. He's got to pay two. Crazy laws, nonsense law. The havar le dara libne de libne. A guy had, let's say, bricks. He made bricks for himself. He made a pile of bricks. Atik kol chad v'chad shakle chada. Everybody up Sodom can take one brick. Now he comes to the court. Hey, I made all these bricks. You're taking all my bricks. Amale, ana chadad shakle. He said, I only took one brick over here. What did I do to you? You mean for me, you take it to court? Meanwhile, this guy took one brick. Put him out of business. You couldn't take each one, anybody to court because it was such an insignificant amount. But the guy, by the way, didn't have anything left. Davash shadet tume oshemke. If let's say a guy had in his field garlic, shumay's garlic, or bitsalim onions, he put them in his field to dry. Everybody will come take one. I'm out there, and I'm out of the shakle. Here we go to Bedin again. What do you want from me? I took one garlic. Less than a shi'ur. Gemara says stories. There were four judges in Sodom, and they were called under corruption. One was called Shakarai. Shakarai, yani Shekhev. Veshakarurai. Shakarurai and Rosh Shakranim. Zayfan, the counterfeit. Umasle Dina. Masle Dina Mate Din. The one that tilts the Din. Gemara says, Demachele li'itita de Havre Umapela. Person would hit his friend's wife and cause it to have a miscarriage. Amrele, the judges would tell the husband, give your wife to the guy that hit her in order that he should sleep with her so she could get pregnant again. Okay, listen, he caused her to have a miscarriage, so he has to pay. He has to give her back. That's how he pays back. If a guy went and he ripped off the ear of the hamor of his friend, amruleh, Havani ale ad de katha. Give the makeh, the hamor, until his ear grows back. The padal le havre, when a person would hit his friend, amri le havle agrad de shakal la dama. You have to pay him. The one that got hit has to pay because he did you a favor. He caused you to bleed. When you bleed, so it's healthy. It's like bloodletting. So therefore, the one that got hit, he's got to pay. So Gemara says another story. The guy goes on the boat, on the bridge. he has to pay 4 zuz. But if he walks through, if he takes a boat, they charge him 4. If he walks through with his legs, he pays 8. Doesn't make any sense. Zemeh chada, atahu koves. Koves, launderer. He came to him. He didn't know the laws of Sedon. Vikla lehatam. He got to the toll booth over there. Amru le, hav arba'a zuze. Pay 4 zuz. Amadehu, ana b'maya avre. Which means, what are you talking about? I walked.
Walk.
I walked. I didn't use any of the services. Anu de imkin. Have to manya da'avad b'maya. Oh, you walk? Good, pay 8. No, Yaiv. He didn't want to pay. Padyuhu. So they beat him up. Atal kamed dayana. So he came to the judges of Sedom. Amale. Have the agrad shakil adama. Pay more now. Because they cause you to bleed. Plus the 8 zoos that you walked. He beat them up, and then I have to pay more. He had to pay the 8 zoos plus the bet mishpat that they told him because he bled. Now Gemara tells a famous story. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, Etrameatam. Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, he came to Sedom. But you, they beat him up. He was bleeding. Atale kamed dayana. He went to the court. There was this guy over here, he caused me to bleed. Amale, have the agrad shekal lachdema. You have to pay. Shekal gidala padua iu le dayana. And he has it took a stick and he hit the dayan and he caused the dayan to bleed now. Amal, so the dayan tells Eliezer, my high, what are you doing? Amale, agrad nafak li minach, have the ale le high. That's it. I owe him. You owe him. You owe me now because I caused you to bleed. So the money that you owe me, instead of paying me, pay the guy. I said, we even. He walked out of the court over there. He got it. Havya le Puriyata, also famous. They had a certain bed in Sedom. Davu magne ala orhin. Special bed for the guests. Ki ma'arich, if the guest was very long, the bed was too short. Gezele, they would cut him. They would cut the guy's legs off to fit the bed. Ki gutz, if he was short, they would stretch him out. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, Mechlal Hatam. Same story. Eliezer, the servant of Avraham, he came there. Amru le, kum gene apuria. They told him, come sleep on the bed. Amaleon, he said, I cannot. Nidra nadre, min yomad mitat ima lo ganina apuria. I made a nidr. From the day my mother passed away,
I don't sleep
on a bed. They got out of it. When Ani would come to Sedom, everyone would give him a dinar, a coin. But they would write their name on the coin first. Rifta lo avu mamtele. But what? They made a takana. Nobody can give the guy any food, no bread. What would happen? He would die. When he would die, everybody would come back and take their coins back. So they made it as if they were tzaddikim. They would give you a sadaqah to show, like, socially that they're good people. They would give them food. So as you know, you can't eat the money. Everybody would take back their money if the guy would die. Hachi atnu benayu. They made a pact amongst themselves. Kol man de mazmin gavra lebein lula lashlach gelima. Anybody that invites an outsider from outside Sedom to a wedding, he has to take off his jacket. Have ayilula. There was a party when a wedding. Ikla Eliezer lahatam. Eliezer came over there. Velo yavu le nehama. They didn't give him any bread to eat. Ki ba'il le misad, when he sat down to eat, ata Eliezer, he came to the Sauda. He wasn't invited to the Sauda. And he sat at the end. It was a big table, a long table. He sat at the end of the table. Amrule, man azmenach lehacha. Hey, who invited you over here? Amale, lahudi yativ. So he tells the guy that's sitting next to him, ataz mintan, you invited me. Amar. So the guy said, sheker. That's why I didn't invite him. He said, dilma shem'e bi de'ana azmenite. Says, maybe other people are going to hear and believe him. They're going to believe him that I invited. And they're going to take my clothes.
which means the guy who invites, they take his clothes. Whoever invites a guest, they take his clothes. He says, the guy's nervous. So he's getting me in trouble, this guy. So I know I didn't invite him, but maybe someone's going to believe him. They're going to take my my garments. So the guy that was sitting next to the Ezer, he took off his jacket, he left it there, and he ran out. He did it to every guy. Now they came to him, hey, who invited you? The guy sitting next to me. The guy got nervous, he left his jacket, he ran out. Then they go, who invited you? This guy. He kept on scaring each guy, and they all with pahad. What ended up happening? All left. He scared them all out of the wedding. He was able to eat now the whole Sa'udah himself. The Ezer was sharp. Have you heard of Bita? Famous story. There was a girl. She went, she brought bread to the Anahim, Bahashai, hiding.
Quiet.
When she went to get the water, she drew the water from the well. There was Ali there. She went and gave the water. It became known. They wanted to punish her. What did they do? Shafiwa dufsha. They put honey all over her body. V'ukmuwa al igar shura. And they put it on the roof of the city. Ataz bure. All the bees came. V'achluha. And they ate her up. V'ainu dikhti v'yom en Hashem za'akat Sedom v'amora ki rabba. The screaming of Sedom, God says, very great. V'amar av Yehuda barav. Al esker riba, raba is a national riba. Riba is a girl, sweet. A girl. Because of the girl that they put the nani on over there. Nahra, she cried out. Okay. Gemara says, "Meragelim, en av halik la'olam abba." The spies, they don't have halik la'olam shnei emar ve'yamutu anashim motzei dibat haaretz ra'a ve'magifa ve'yamutu ba'olam hazeh. Baba Gifa, the Alam Abba. Okay, Meragelim. Adat Korah, that's the group of Korah. In them, Halik, the Alam Abba. Shreemar, Vatechas Alehema Aris, Ma'alam Aze, Vayovidum took a Kahal, the Alam Abba. They got swallowed under the ground and they got lost. The very Biakiba, be the Ezra, made Alehema Marakatu, Vashimi, me to Mahaye, Morichi all. Bayal. No, God is going to be ma'aleh them. Murid she'ol, he put them in the ground. Bayal. When Mashiach comes, he's going to lift them out of the ground. Tarabanan. Adat korach, enem chelek le'olam abba she'ne'emar, v'techas alehem ha'ares ba'olam hazeh. V'yovedu mitoch ha'kahal le'olam abba devir bi'akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera omer, harein ka'aveda mitbakeshet. Which means, the people of v'yovedu, it's like an avedah. It's temporarily lost. The owner is always looking for the avedah. Eventually what happens? He finds it. So to adat korach, vayovedu, temporarily they're lost, but they're going to get found. Shnei emar, ta'idi kese oved, bakesh avdecha, ki mitzvotecha lo shakachti. Which means, since they didn't forget the mitzvot, they were mekayem the mitzvot. Like it says, ki kol ha'eda kolam kedushim. So therefore, David says, even though ta'u, they swayed off the path. However, God's going to find them and He's going to bring them to Olam Abba. Okay. Let's go one step further.
2 minutes, 2-3 minutes.
Vayikach Korach. Are they pregnant?
10 to 7.
Okay, one more derash.
You want?
Vayikach Korach, it says. He took. Amar Esh Lakish, Shilakach Mekach Ra'al La'atzmo. Took a bad business deal. Yeah. To go fight against Moshe, Vayikach, he took bad, it was a bad deal. Wasn't good business. Vayikach, זה מלשון מקח. מקח רע לקד לעצמו. And it says he used his money to buy the people. The people that he was with, how did he get them to join him? He paid them. That was a business, bad business. He bribed them with his money. It wasn't a good deal for him in the end. Korach, shena'asa korcha b'Yisrael. He made a bald spot, korcha. As a result of him, a whole section of Israel perished. Ben Yitzhar, Korach ben Yitzhar. Ben shirtiyah alav et kol ha'olam katzahorayim.
The sun
that angered the whole world.
meaning he was Bekaas, like the sun. Yitzhar, meaning Tzohar, Tzahorayim. He brought anger to Klai Yisrael, like the sun in midday. It's hot. It's fire. Ben Kehat, Ben Sheik, Hashinim Molidav. He caused his parents to be embarrassed of him. She'd be Yeshua Ma'asav Arayim. Ben Nevi, Ben Shina'asa Levaya Begehinnam. The one that got a big escort to Gehinnam, yeah, Levi. Levaya. They escorted him to Gehinnam. Velichshov Name Ben Yaakov. You're listing his lineage. Go, Ben Nevi, Ben Yaakov. And say what? Ben Sha'akav Atzmo to Gehinnam. The one that caused himself to go to, he walked to Gehinnam himself. Yaakov, now showing his footsteps. Amar Rav Shubar Yitzhak, Yaakov Bikesh Rahamim Al Atzmo. Yaakov saw Korach's going to come out of him. He prayed, his name shouldn't be mentioned. Shnei Emar, Besodam Al Tavon Nafshi, Ubekalam Al Tehat Kevodi. Besodam Al Tavon Nafshi, Elum Regelim. That he what? He didn't want any of the spies that their name should be mentioned on Yaakov. Ubekalam Al Tehat Kevodi, Ze Adat Korach. He prayed. So it says, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Kehat, Ben Nevi. Didn't say Ben Yaakov. Yaakov, I don't pray that my name does not get mentioned in his group. Because why he's fighting against Moshe and Aaron? Like Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted his tefillah, and at the time of the machloket, Yaakov's name was not mentioned. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.